and more. Webster to Wildwood, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Charles, wherever you live. Hazelwood to Maplewood, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. Or a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Get ready. Our hardwood flooring sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
How much is that
Houston, we have a problem. Stop it. Stop the music. We have a problem. Someone here wants to admit he messed up. Go ahead, Pia.
Yes, so we were supposed to do a spot first before.
No, so they don't know what a spot is.
A commercial.
Yeah, that's insider talk. We had agreed we'd do a commercial because we got behind because of Ralph Stanley's great story. And Pia agreed we'll do that. Then we'll bring in Dr. Doug. And then who messes it up? You know what? That's what smoking does to you. It stunts your growth, and it screws your brain up. And you went out and smoked a cigarette, and you came back in, you completely forgot
your
what you're supposed to do.
Your brain on smoke, yeah.
This is your brain on cigarette. Oh, you laugh, Mr. Also-Smoker.
Well, I was out with him.
Yeah. Look what it's done to your brain. Holy cow.
I don't have one.
He should look at you and go, I'll never smoke again.
I have a small brain on my tumor.
Dr. Doug is on the way. I just have to talk to everybody out there who has some pain that we might be able to eliminate, and we might be able to do it with a simple arch support, insert, whatever you want to call it, from the Good Feet stores. Get headaches, backaches, neck aches, leg aches, hip ache. You have anything that hurts, Holly? Does anything hurt?
Like my neck is hurting. I wear a lot of high heels. I'll probably have to see him soon.
Let me take a look at you as soon as the show's over. Just a quick exam, and I'll tell you whether or not you need to go to the Good Feet stores. You need me to have a look at that neck. We'll start there. But a lot of times that could be. And by the way, you don't have to wear high heels here. You can knock that off. We don't require it. Well, okay, wear them. The Good Feet, and that's the other thing. You keep your shoes. They don't sell shoes. You're not going to have to go buy a bunch of new shoes. You just put the inserts, and they have different types for different work shoes or dress shoes. But whatever they put in there is going to modify the way you stand and walk and alter slightly the pressure, because you are, those of you in pain, many of you are, you don't walk right. I don't walk right. Some people do. They have the perfect step, one foot right in front of the other and toes pointed straight ahead. Runners do that. I watch them run. I go, man, I wish their feet are perfectly flat and their toes are straight out. Most people don't. And most people who go into the Good Feet stores literally walk out of there pain-free or so close to pain-free that they can already tell they're headed that way because it's been alleviated or at least partially eliminated enough. They can tell that's the fix. That's the difference. So what you have to do is if you have ongoing pain, leg, hip, neck, headaches, whatever, if you're willing to put 30, 40 minutes in a visit to the Good Feet stores and you don't even need an appointment, you'll find out if they have the answer, and they may very well have the solution. And in one stop, you can eliminate that pain. So why not? It's worth a try. Good Feet stores don't need an appointment, as I said. You go to goodfeetstlouis.com. Better yet, just go on in there. They're on Olive, west of 270, across from Friday. South County on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerbergs. And before we hit Dr. Doug's theme, I don't want to forget it. Yesterday we talked about scandals and athletes and A-Rod and Wiener and these people and the article about Pete Rose where he said, just fess up, tell the truth right away. And we tried to think of examples of people who just faced it, admitted it, and moved on, and that was it. It was over. And Dan Dolan of Westport Car Wash sent me a text, and the one we didn't think of, which is probably the greatest example of a guy who said, okay, I did it, and that took the wind out of the sails of the National Enquirer and everybody else, TMZ, David Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember,
true.
Letterman
yeah.
just came on the air and went, okay, I had sex with a bunch of people on the staff, sorry.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
I mean, look at the turnaround he's had. I mean, that has to be one of the biggest in history.
And, yeah, of, and he also
he
just
never
said,
really,
hey,
he knew he was in trouble.
And he let him interview him in prison where he said, I deserve to be here.
But David Letterman next on our theory of good-looking men who have get away with it.
You got a point there. I know you don't like him. My wife doesn't like him.
Power.
If you folks ever get to see Letterman without makeup... Whoo, wow. And you can with Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.com. Now, the doctor. There it is. There it is.
How much is that dog in the window?
It is time to check in with Dr. Doug Pernikoff of the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, the app is STL Taxi. STL Taxi. It's a great app. STL Taxi, the newest, quickest way to get a good, clean Laclede cab and get it quickly. Here are the phone numbers, and here's what you do right away. You call these numbers and throw your question about your pet at Dr. Doug, and he'll be happy to answer. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Do it now. First come, first serve. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Great, Doctor, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
I knew you'd say that. Say hi to Holly. Holly is, she's not really a new part of the show. She just thinks that she should be. And say hi to Dr.
Hi, Holly. How are you, honey?
Hi, Dr. Doug. And I actually have a question for Dr. Doug, if there's time.
There's time.
All right.
Hey.
Well, what is it?
Well, I didn't know if I could do it first, Frank.
I said, what is it? And I said, do we have time? I said, yeah, you should just jump in. Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I've had a lot of dogs, golden retrievers, Australian shepherds, et cetera. Never had
it's,
much.
It's et cetera.
Et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing you have to deal with if you're going to be in here, grammar correction and pronunciation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But I'm actually, which... Back to my, when I, another bad thing I do when I have a couple glasses of wine is I offer to do things for people. I offer to watch this Pompeii.
Okay.
For a very good friend of mine.
What is that, a Pompeii?
Pomeranian and something else.
Sharpei? Is it? No?
It's a very cute dog.
Okay, so.
Well, anyway, they bring, God.
He did it.
They brought the dog over to make sure our dogs would get along. And I find out throughout the hour that this dog is their baby.
Uh-huh.
Every time they take it out, they wipe it with a baby wipe.
What?
It gets a blueberry facial scrub.
What?
You know, yeah. I'm ready to kill myself. Because
you're
if anything happens
to
this dog.
The same protocol.
Yeah. Anything that happens to this dog, I'm moving to Mexico.
Are you wiping this dog's butt with baby wipes?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what they do.
Why?
But, how did they tell you to do that?
They just suggested that they do it. So I'm sure that's the reason
that's
they brought
the
it up.
That's why they told you.
It has facials that the groomers, you know, for the...
Wow.
This is a new one. I've not heard of dog facials.
No.
I want to stay at your house and get treated like that.
Blueberry facial scrub.
What is that, a blueberry? They actually
it's for the... You know, some dogs, they get that darkness around their eyes.
No. Yeah. I know.
And what,
Dr. Doug knows.
And mash up blueberries or what?
I don't know what the scrub's made of. I'm assuming.
So what is your question for Dr.
My question
Doug?
Is, when I picked the dog up from the neighbor who was going out of town, the people whose dog it is were already gone, he informed me that the dog is also not potty trained, even though it's 2 years old. So do you have any tips for me to help potty train this dog in the next 10 days, so I'm not.
Well, you probably could make some pretty good headway. It's just that you're going to have to start crating the dog and managing him more with more controls. And
first of all, I wouldn't keep a dog
based on what you're describing.
I wouldn't keep a dog that wasn't, and I use the term housebroken. Potty training is what you do to kids.
I wouldn't either.
I would not keep a non-housebroken dog. I'd go, no, I'm not keeping your dog. Yeah.
But I found out today they're already gone.
Yeah, they should have told you. I would, you can do, start using a crate and do the whole crate training thing where, you just every time you take them out of the crate, the first thing you do is you put a lead on them and you say, let's go pee-pee, let's go poop, and you take them outside. You don't let them run around free out there. They got to learn that that's the work area, not a play area.
And how long have they had this dog?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years?
Oh, my goodness.
So essentially, they dumped it on you to housebreak.
Well, they don't probably care. Is what I'm getting.
What you do is every time it poops in your house, bag it up, and when they come home, dump it on their floor in their living room.
I saved all this for you.
Here's what my house looked like while you were gone. Here's all the poop.
I'm still trying to potty train my 3-year-old. Hello.
Yeah. So. Well, if you give us a call, we'll be happy to kind of go through it and not take a lot of time on the radio.
Okay.
You definitely could make some headway, but if they don't follow up, then what good is it?
It sounds to me if after 2 years they haven't done it, they're not going to do it.
No, they probably
just... It doesn't sound like they care.
And what kind of people don't want a house... If it's an indoor dog, who puts up with that?
I don't know.
Lets it poop and picks it up or something? That's unbelievable.
These people do.
All right, you want some calls?
Sure.
All
right, one last time. We're not going to give the numbers again. We have some calls. We have one line open, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is Tony. Tony, say hi to Dr. Doug. Hello? Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm AM to PM,
that's
number one.
Good.
Dr. Doug, I need a quick education about these armadillos.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
I think we finally got one in our front yard. They burrow in the ground.
Yeah, they're very, very aggressive burrowers. They can cause a lot of damage to the grounds. They're moving up from the dry southwest of Missouri and Oklahoma, Texas, all that area. They're just finding a big home. We find them all around our area now.
I've got a dog. I walk at night, and we pass up by the fence line, and I've noticed a big hole in the ground.
Yeah. I haven't had anyone track him or trapping him yet, but I would try and do what you can. The problem is they're so adaptive, and they're probably well-established here now. They're just everywhere. Now, I said they're kind of dumb, and when you'll find a lot of them on the road, and the reason is when they get scared, they bounce up. So what happens if a car's coming? Instead of running, they kind of bolt up. And
wait, are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. So if you go like down Highway 55, you'll see a million of them dead along the road.
And they can jump up on your windshield?
Well, they don't jump up that high, but their first reaction, if a predator's coming at them, would be to kind of bounce up with that armor they have on, and it kind of scares the, so it makes sense evolutionarily, but it doesn't fit with car evolution.
So they bounce up and hit your muffler or hit
they're dead.
Underneath your car.
So, I don't know. You might call one of the pest control groups and see, like Blue Chip, and see if they're starting to have to address that, and if they're
I'm way on the boonies out in Bon Terre, so
I can't talk at the same time.
Get out my 22.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
it's hard to see them, though, so you might set up some traps instead.
Okay, I think neighbor's got a couple traps. I'll try that.
But
they are aggressive, though?
No, they're not aggressive. They'll just run away from you. We used to chase them in Texas, try and catch
them. Kind of like a possum.
Yeah, different, but yeah.
Get a broom and shoot them away.
All right, Tony.
Take care.
They actually carry leprosy. Have you all heard that? Disease.
No.
They do.
Remember the old leper
we know, what a leper.
The Bible
but to carry
stuff.
Leprosy, they have to be around leprosy. I mean,
carry it in the gene line. They have been historically used by the medical community as a research model for Mycobacterium leprosy.
So you mess with an armadillo and your foot could fall off or something?
Yeah.
You could theoretically become infected. I don't know if they're in the population here in Missouri, but
absolutely.
How hard is that shell? Is that like a tortoise shell? I mean,
it's definitely a shell structure, and underneath there is a soft body, but they kind of roll up like a potato bug if they're...
Well, they're ugly. They're so ugly. Holy cow, they're ugly.
Neat. I think they're neat.
I think they're ugly.
Different.
Let's go to David. David, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, David. How are you?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've got a different type of smell. My dog got sprayed by a skunk. What can I do?
Oh!
Well, there are, you know, some people tell you, like, tomato juice bath is going to kind of neutralize that skunk odor, and that's obviously a good way. And then I know there are several products at the pet shops that are kind of de-skunking shampoos, and I would just get one of those and start shampooing away.
But does the tomato juice work? Because everybody's
Yeah, it does work, actually.
Just a can of straight tomato juice.
Now, what happened? Yeah, I haven't had to do it, but everybody reported over.
Hang on, you can't talk at the same time. I'm sorry, what, David?
I said, what if I didn't notice it and I let him in and he's now rolled over all the furniture?
Well, I mean, you got to clean up the furniture. I'm not sure how to do that. You might talk to a fabric person, but
okay. You
definitely can still clean him up. That material is going to kind of linger on him if you don't get rid of it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay, be good.
There is no other smell. That's the most distinctive. You ever run over one?
And it lasts.
And it doesn't even touch your car.
On the highway, you can have the windows up and somebody hit one. And
it comes through the floor of your car, and you didn't even touch it. You just went over it, and it's in there for like an hour.
I can't stand it. Angela likes it.
Well, hold
on.
She likes
it. She doesn't mind the smell of it. It's
not
like
mind skunk smell.
I don't know what's wrong with her.
Skunkweed.
You know how some people are colorblind?
No,
I'm serious. Maybe she doesn't. She has a smelling problem.
It could be.
And where some people don't see the red is brown.
Right.
Maybe that smells like cake to her.
Yeah.
Or something. That's a horrible affliction. This would be Kurt. Kurt, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, we've had dogs our whole life, and we have currently we have a 4-year-old Morkie, Maltese Yorkie mix, and my wife had him at our vet yesterday, and when she came home, she said, man, he did something strange with the dog I've never seen him do before, and I'm telling you, it made me laugh so hard, I thought, I got to call and tell Frank and the guys about this, because she said he lifted up his tail and blew air on his butt.
Ooh.
Now, well, hang on.
That's different.
Who lifted up whose tail?
And I mean, he didn't use, like, a bulb or anything. He just, like, lifted up his tail and blew air on his
butt.
What was
his intent?
And I'm like, is that...
Who did this? Who blew the air?
Our vet. The vet.
All right.
Doctor, this must be a technique you don't know about.
That's a new technique, and maybe I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just thought it was the craziest thing. Because, like I said, we've had...
You should ask him, what was the purpose
for years
of that?
Had heard of the blowing the air on the butt.
Kurt, did you, Kurt, did you see him do this?
No. My wife did. My wife took the dog to the vet.
I still don't understand why he was doing it.
Well, sometimes wives think they see things they don't see.
Yeah.
I remember one time my wife thought she saw me with another woman. That's just ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
They hallucinate.
So they do.
Maybe he did something else, and it looked to her like he was blowing.
Yeah, what else could he be doing?
I mean, I thought the same thing, and I thought, well, I'll just ask because it seemed a little out there to me.
Well, wives need to understand.
I don't know what he might have been doing there.
I don't know what to tell you, Kurt. That's a weird one.
All right.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you got to.
We've had some strange calls.
You got to remember, though, it's a wife.
Yeah.
So, hey now.
What do you mean, hey now? They misinterpret things sometimes.
Uh-huh.
This is Kim. Kim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Kim. How are you, sweetie?
Good. Hey, I have a quick question. I have an 8-year-old Yorkie.
Uh-huh.
She's about 6 pounds, and she. For some, and it's not every night, but there are a few nights that she loses her bladder control while she sleeps.
So she wakes up with urine around her.
Mm-hmm. Usually,
Kim,
I wake up.
Kim, let me jump in here.
Or you wake up with urine around you.
Kim, I think I know what to do here. Lift the tail and blow in the butt.
There you go. That might do it. I'll try
it. Sprayed in the face. I think this sounds like an incontinence problem. And again, your veterinarian is the best person to sit down and talk to. And some dogs, older dogs, females that have been spayed early especially, have problems with the estrogen deficiency. And sometimes that causes an incontinence. The muscles around, the sphincter muscles around the vulva and area where the pee comes out are kind of non-responsive, and they can have incontinence develop. And there are two drugs that are used regularly for those, but you'd want to have your vet review that, talk to you about it, and he'll probably suggest one of those two medications.
Okay, well, that's easy enough.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right. It's a pretty reasonable thing to do. He may draw some blood to make sure that the body is okay before you put those drugs on board, but
okay.
it's a pretty frequent issue, actually.
Oh, it's lovely. Okay. Lovely thing to wake up to in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Right, Kim, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. You know, those two words, sphincter and vulva, it's like drive the new 2014 at your nearest sphincter and vulva dealer. Yeah. Wherever sphincters and vulvas are sold.
Kind of
what are you driving?
Words, aren't they?
Huh?
They're sexy. Sphincter and vulva.
No, sphincter is not. What? Something wrong with you. That's not a sexy word at all. Doctor, thank you. We'll do this next week, okay?
We will. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. The official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, brought to you by Laclede Cab. And the app is STL Taxi. Speaking of vehicles, and there is no vehicle called the sphincter. There's something sort of like the vulva, but that's not exactly what it is. But we're talking Chevrolets, and we're talking to the king of all Chevy dealers, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Boy, what a great intro. Well, you know what? You've brought me on many interesting topics, but...
never sphincter and vulva.
Sphincter, yep. This could be the winner. This could be the winner.
A lot of variety.
Winner, chicken dinner. There we go.
Now, where did that come from, winner, chicken dinner? What is that from? Because I've heard that a lot.
From a movie, isn't it? Movie?
Yeah, let's see. Where the origin?
Google it, buddy.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Was it Vegas Vacation, maybe?
Is that recent?
I don't know.
Maybe Vegas Vacation might have just used it, but it may have come from somewhere else. What does that mean? Was there a place where you could go and play a game and win a chicken dinner, or what the heck? I don't know.
I think we're gonna
put the research team.
I think you're gonna overanalyze it.
Here's one explanation. A phrase used during the late '60s and '70s at trap league meat shoots, where the person that would come in first place would get a frozen chicken or something.
Like a turkey shoot.
So the winner would, the announcer would announce winner, chicken dinner.
Okay, buy that. I'll go. John, we can't, you say we overthink it. We're here to learn and learn for others. We're here to investigate and research and become smarter people.
And overthink.
Overanalyze. Yeah, that's right.
Overanalyze.
Say hi to Holly again, who you didn't remember, who used to call on you years ago. Holly, say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Who is this again?
Holly. You just talked to her 2 days ago. She used
Holly?
To call on you a lot, and you didn't remember that, remember?
Holly?
Yeah.
Yes,
hi, Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, John.
We talked the other day?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't remember. Yes, I do, Holly.
Wow.
I'm just kidding you. Yes, I do, Holly. We're going to sell you a car pretty soon because we have a whole lot of cars and trucks sitting here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. So how's the show going? How's everything
I think the show today is going really well. What do you guys think?
I think so.
I feel good about it. Holly has made the show better today. She wore a really tight blouse in here today. And I know that the listeners can't appreciate that. But it stimulates us and it energizes
us. Better.
Makes the show better.
Yeah.
I just got a text that was in the movie Joe Dirt, winner, chicken dinner.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Another explanation I got, it's back in Vegas, back in the 70s, a standard chicken dinner was $1.79. And the standard bet was $2, so if you won, you'd essentially win
chicken dinner. Speaking of that, John, when your dad was alive, and you used to have all those birthday parties in the showroom, remember that? And you had the great food and great fried chicken. You need to have another one of those, I think. On his birthday. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Those were good. I like those. That's where I met Charlie Brennan.
That's what you did, buddy. I'm telling you what, I don't know if we're going to have another... a big guy. Man, it was his first birthday.
What about for your birthday? Why not do the same thing for your birthday?
My birthday's coming up. How about my birthday?
How about Dan's birthday?
We're not talking about your birthday, Dan. We were just talking about mine coming up in a few months.
But here's the thing. It was your dad's birthday. He was Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now that's you, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Continue the tradition.
Yeah.
I think your dad would want that.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
We want it.
You guys just looking for a free meal? Is that what it is?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Can we just go halves on it, Frank?
I'm not that hungry, I guess. I guess I'm not that hungry.
Huh? Not that hungry, but that was some great fried chicken.
It really was.
I'm going to tell you one thing. This is not a secret either. The people of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, we love to eat. We love to eat.
Who doesn't?
So we have the Truck and Pre-Owned Center, the conference room, which has been open since about April of 1983. I'm trying to think about just the thousands and thousands of pounds of food that have been consumed in that basement. mainly employees, but also by customers. I mean, just, phew. I mean, sometimes you walk in there and you can hear them chewing from upstairs. They're going at it, having a great meal. So maybe that's where we'll have the next birthday party, down in the conference room in the truck and pre-owned
center. It would be a great innovative idea, too. I don't know that I've ever heard of a dealership, a car dealership, rather than just a waiting room, like a Coke machine or whatever. Have like a buffet. Have a kind of a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I've thought about?
But some Horace Duvers.
You know, find a section that we can actually turn into a little restaurant. I mean, we have the tables on the floor of the waiting room, maybe partner up with
like a diner.
Someone, and just have where you have sandwiches, you know, for employees and customers. This way, you know, because one of the things around here is, okay, where are we going for lunch? We carry in a lot, so we eat here a lot.
Yeah.
We just eat a lot, period.
What a great idea. You've got enough employees.
Keep all that money in-house.
Between employees and customers, somebody could put a little satellite restaurant, a little spin-off of their restaurant. I think it's a great idea.
You like that?
Yep.
All right. We'll talk more about that. That's a great topic.
What do we need to sell?
Great listeners of yours. I mean, some unbelievable AM and the PM customers. Brian Kensey, K-E-E-N-C-E. Brian Kensey, Kathleen Kensey from Catawissa.
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 Yeah.
Well, I bet if they're listening, they're thinking he messed our name up and he messed our town.
Oh, I love him, Billy. But a new 2013 Chevy Equinox, AM and the PM.
Round of applause.
Brian and Kathleen.
Huh? Brian and Kathleen, thank you.
Yeah, they love you, Frank.
Where is Catawissa, Dan? How far is that?
That is, where is Catawissa?
It's not right next door.
63015.
No. It's out 44, like past Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which means, once again, you have people who probably passed 10 other dealerships
to
get to Johnny Londo. Happens a lot.
They passed a lot, multiple, 100 dealerships.
It's at least an hour away.
Over an hour away.
Yeah.
Well, Holly's starting to take charge here.
Yeah, she is.
She really is.
Yeah,
you
do
that when you wear a tight blouse.
Now I remember you.
I'm bossy.
Well, listen, last day of the month, you want to talk about a great time to come in, and you might be thinking right now you're driving, you're in traffic going, I don't want to go look at a car today. Yes, you should. This is the day. We've already had a great day. We're open late tonight. We're all going to be here late. Well, hold on a second. Did I just say that we all are going to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here for another hour. But I'm always able to be reached by cell phone or email, and that's the great thing about technology today. You're never far away from business, and great deals. We actually have a 2013 Chevy Sonic on sale for $12,020.
That's impossible.
Now you want to say, well, you can't do that. Yes, we can.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Yes, we can. You said you just say I can't do that?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. You come in, I'll prove it to you.
No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can.
What is that musical?
I don't know.
No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes. Not as a musical. What is it? Holly hates musicals, too. It's another thing I love about her, a woman who hates musicals. But that's, I can do anything better
than
you.
I can do anything better than you.
No, yeah. You can't. Yes,
Annie,
can.
Get your gun.
Annie, get your gun.
Annie, get your gun.
Yeah.
How?
No, way to go, John. That's it. You win. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Hey, Frank, were you ever in a musical?
I was. It wasn't a musical. I was. I had the lead in my high school senior play. I had the lead in the play.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's a long story. It was an accident. It was a dare.
It was an accident.
Well, somebody dared me to go try.
You had an accident, or it was an accident?
No. It was just. I wasn't supposed to be in the play. I wasn't in the drama class.
What was the play?
It was called Growing Pains. I played the part of George, a 16-year-old, and at the time I played it, I was 17. So not a stretch. But yeah, it was. Somebody dared me to go try out because I wasn't in the drama class, and I tried out for a bit part. And the teacher said, here, read this. And she gave me the lead. She says, boom, you're the lead. And I got the lead. And
did she say it just like that, boom?
No, she didn't say boom, but I got the lead. So I've never been in a musical, no.
All right, here's this from Katie Harrison, okay? Casinos in Vegas years ago offered three-piece chicken dinners with potatoes and veggies for $1.79.
I think
Winner chicken
that.
Dinner.
Yeah, I think I just...
We just
yeah,
said that. Just Kitty, said you know that. What Kitty did? Kitty went in another room, listened on the radio to what yeah. we said, came in and took credit for the idea. Like she thought of it. She's just copying us. That's guess all she's doing. Out. I'm going to have a little chat with Kitty.
Not copying you.
Stealing our material. What's that phone number?
Here?
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of me?
Yeah. but just temporarily. Just temporarily.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Guaranteed deals. Guaranteed great, great, great selling opportunities. You will enjoy yourself. You'll have fun. We need trade-ins. A huge one in the used car department, pre-owned department. We need your trades. Yep, a lot of cars, a lot of trucks. Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit. And shop online at lawnduff.com. You can do just about the entire deal online.
Okay. They're on the way.
I'm tired. You know, did I sound tired just now?
Just at the end. Yeah. Just at the very end.
Mm-hmm. When I did that?
Need to take a break, probably.
Oh. <great. laughs>
I don't know.
All right.
We don't want to know what that was.
I'm saying goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, John. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, John.
How about that kitty? Listening and
chicken dinner,
handing him a
Vegas.
Note here. I think this
chicken
is
dinner.
It. Yeah. I'll talk to her about that. All right, we're going to break, but we're coming right back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic looks and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
And there are a couple of problems out here. First of all, we'll go westbound on 64. It's slow Hampton to McCausland, but then you're jammed solid from Clayton Warson out to just before Highway 270. There's a multi-vehicle accident. Three cars on the right shoulder. Then they've got the two left lanes blocked as they were trying to sweep debris off the road. So traffic's at a standstill between Clayton Warson and Highway 270. Now, it's slow again from Clarkson out to the Hardy's Iceplex, and it looks like we're a little bit slow. Spirit overpass to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64, they're getting ready to open that ramp to Jefferson, so they have a lane shut down right now. Traffic is jammed back to Vandeventer to Jefferson, then it opens up, and then east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Stop and go traffic there. Southbound 270, that was bumper to bumper from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, a little heavy in a couple spots past the airport, then you're slow again from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270, looks like it's slowing now midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back to school list, like Crayola crayons and markers, Mead notebooks, and Papermate InkJoy pens. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. We're doing the Wednesday night thing this evening. Being Wednesday seemed like a good idea. And just last Sunday, I watched her on Dexter, and she had a love scene. So it should be rather embarrassing when I talk to Amy Garcia tonight. But I'll try to pull it together just for you. That and our Johnny Law segment and a lot more. It starts tonight at 9. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Rosinante was an old 1963 Dodge post office truck, which I converted into a fine motorhome, while my little brother Guy kept begging, "Let's go camping." Finally, in late August, we went. I didn't tell our parents where we were going. For 2 weeks, we chased the sun until we couldn't go any farther. We fought the winds across Kansas, saw the Grand Canyon, Cave of the Winds, Oak Creek Canyon, the Pacific Ocean. Quite a feat, since Rosinante couldn't go faster than 50 miles an hour, but we made it back 2 days after school started. America calls. Share it with your kids. Buy or rent an RV from Byerly, but don't be late for school.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi, I'm Carol. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. I briefly lived in Lake of the Ozarks. After consulting with a dentist in Jeff City and then with Dr. Bowen in Florissant, I made the decision to return to Dr. Bowen for the treatment on my teeth. I frequently made the 3-hour drive from the Lake of the Ozarks up to Florissant for my dental work. That's how confident I was in Dr. Bowen's work. Friends used to say to me, "You drive from the lake up to Florissant for a dentist?" I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley. Looking for that best deal on your next Frigidaire appliance? Well, how about giving Appliance Discounters a try? We are the fastest growing appliance company in the Midwest, and we're located right here in St. Louis with 4 great showrooms. Our first store, located in Webster Groves, opened with just 2 employees. Since that time, we have opened 3 additional showrooms, St. Charles, Arnold, and now the largest showroom in Baldwin. How does Appliance Discounters save you money? Well, it's simple. Appliance Discounters is a Frigidaire factory direct dealer. We buy truckloads of Frigidaire appliances and pass the savings on to you. We can save you hundreds of dollars on your next appliance purchase. And now, for a limited time, you can receive huge cash rebates up to $585 in addition to the already low prices. Great savings, hometown buying, next day delivery. Appliance Discounters is a place to go for your next appliance. Visit any of our showrooms to find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Or visit us online at the Appliance Discounters. Discounters.com.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have 9 irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Tom here from R&R Ace in St. Clair, Missouri. We're on Missouri Highway 47, just off Interstate 44. Please stop by and let us show you why we're so much more than a hardware store.
Ace, the helpful place.
Mike Rowe here. So I'm at a Ford dealer talking with customers about how taking care of your car is kind of like taking care of yourself. And I ask, which is in better shape, you or your car? Hint, the answer has 4 wheels.
Let the experts keep your vehicle healthy at your Ford dealer. Get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into 2 piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done, guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't pay, don't
won't Rhino. Go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield permanent ceramic coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are on the, well, we're on the verge of hearing today's Bill Cleveland segment, but before we do that, I have to remind all of you who, and maybe it's not you, maybe it's a relative or somebody that you know or work with, if you find out somebody's headed for the hospital, and because of the nature of the injury or the illness, they're not going to be able to go right home. You're talking transitional care. You need to make sure they know about the Life Care Center. And I need to make sure you know about the Life Care Center. I want to tell you something. Now that I've seen this place, if something happens to me, if I like get a serious orthopedic injury or some kind of wound or pneumonia or something or a stroke, heaven forbid, this is where I want to go. I'm not even going to look at the other places because I've been to this place. I've walked through. I've seen the rooms. I've eaten the food. I've met the chef. That's right. There's a chef. I've seen the grounds. It's up in Florissant in just a really nice, quiet sort of subdivision. It's not part of some big brick-and-mortar complex of medical buildings. It's a beautiful facility. It looks like a really nice, if you pictured the greatest-looking nursing home in the world, but it's not a nursing home. Now, I got to make sure you understand that it's not a nursing home. You're going to stay there till you're ready to go home. And there's nobody better qualified to get you ready to go home than these people. What a wonderful staff of people. So you'll stay there for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks or four or five or six. Average stay is 27 days, and then you go home. And when I tell you that when it comes time to go home, did you ever, as a kid, your parents made you do something you didn't want to do? Like, you're going to go stay with Aunt Flora. And you go, no, I don't want to do it. And then you didn't want to leave because once you got to Aunt Flora's, you realized she made the best pecan pie in the world. And she had this neighbor who was really cool, and he had a moped, and he let you ride it. And it turns out you don't want to leave. That's kind of like a Life Care Center. You're thinking, boy, I wish I could just go home from the hospital. I don't really want to go to a transitional care. But then you go there, and you realize it really is not so bad. In fact, it's not bad at all. That's what they have done a great job creating, the next best thing to going home. So anybody who needs transitional care, I don't care where you live. You can live in Imperial or, what was it, Catawissa we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to go to Florissant and do your rehab time and you're getting well there on your way home. Life Care Center of Florissant, if you want to know more and see more, the best thing to do is just take a tour. Just go there. Call and say, I'd like to come and see the place. They'll be happy to show you around. You can also go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and it'll link you right to their website, Life Care Center of Florissant. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's a great app now that you can download free. It's STL Taxi. STL Taxi. Or you can pick up the phone and call 314-652-3456. With Lead Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hello. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Great, Bill. Great. How are you?
I am doing terrific. And before we begin, I'd like to mention, if it's okay, we have a brand new Bill Cleveland on the road video segment up on the air this week.
The Pizzeria.
Yes, sir. Did you watch it?
I have not seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Everybody who's familiar with The Hill, and maybe if you're new to town, you don't really know what The Hill is all about, check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's about a woman who turned a gas station into a pizzeria. And it's pretty cool. I know Eon the Peon has eaten at this place.
Very good pizza.
Just a cool, fun segment. I think you'll enjoy it.
And for people who don't know the site, again, it's BillOnTheRoad.com, correct?
BillOnTheRoad.com, and thanks to everybody who's taking the time to watch some of those. They're fun to put together.
Right.
Well, a New Jersey woman recently gave birth on a front lawn.
Hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Obamacare.
Oh.
And according to a survey, this is nice, the majority of Americans believe in miracles.
Right.
Yeah, you know what they call people who believe in miracles? Chicago Cubs season ticket holders. And a new study indicates that many elderly Americans get frequent and unnecessary colonoscopies. Well, sometimes you get lonely.
You know what he's doing? Same thing he did the other
day. Big fat Michael Moore is divorcing his wife. Apparently he found out she voted for Mitt Romney.
I think there are probably other reasons she divorced him.
Yeah.
And finally...
mainly because he's Michael Moore.
Well, I hate to hear this. A man was recently arrested after police say he threatened children for walking on his lawn and then danced around like a chicken. Here's my question. Why did I always have to be the guy to post bail for McGraw-Millhaven?
Wow.
He hardly ever takes a jab at McGraw.
No.
That's like shaking it up a bit.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
There goes Bill. We're on the way, working our way toward the Playhouse. We got a great old classic joke for you. Check this out, and this really doesn't matter with Kate Middleton or whatever her name is because she's royalty, but in Great Britain, all women, I'm not kidding, are guaranteed 52 weeks of maternity leave.
Wow.
Whoa. And 39 of them are paid, mandatory.
Nice.
Well, then there's some other stuff. Everything's a balance. It's not so nice about living over there. Hey, we wanted to get away from there, remember?
Yeah.
That's one little perk, but... We have others. And
it should be we should be closer to them though than what we are. I think.
Yeah, I think you're probably right in some ways. I got a great piece of news from you from Mr. Amini, and I talked to him this morning. And here's what I found out: starting right now, through this weekend, through Sunday, not starting Friday, starting now, if you buy pretty much anything at Amini's. The only things that are excluded are like some small accessory items, but pretty much everything in Amini's, no sales tax. Do you know how much money you're talking about if you buy a pool table or an arcade game or a nice area rug? This is a considerable amount of money. No sales tax. Tax-free weekend, but the weekend starts now at Amini's. So if you ever were looking for an excuse to go buy Amini's, this may be it. Now through Sunday, no sales tax. And they didn't jack up the prices on anything. The pool table is what the pool table was. And arcade games and pinball and shuffleboard and airy rugs and Jaffe lighting. Check it out. Amini's in the Valley. A-M-I-N-I-S. And that's Chesterfield Valley. Amini's.com. Don't go away. The Playhouse is on the way. Great old joke. It's 5 o'clock.